We are so fortunate to have incredible musicians drop into the 91.5 KRCC studios to play and talk with us. And last week, John Craigie came in during his Colorado tour. John is a modern-day troubadour. He's been traveling and playing music for most of the past 10 years. Here he is playing a few songs from his new album, No Rain, No Rose, and speaking with Jake Brownell.
This is John Craigie. I'm going to play a song called Broken off my new album, No Rain, No Rose.
Your mama knows, and she sends out a prayer to Jesus. Yeah, your mama knows, and she sends out a prayer to Jesus. And the pretty women know, but they don't wanna pick up the pieces when you're broken. When you're broken, oh. Your daddy knows, and he says this too shall pay. All your daddy knows, and he says this too shall pay. But you wake up in the morning, trying hard not to look back. Oh, when you're broken, when you're broken. Tries to warm your skin. Yeah, the highway knows, and it tries to warm your skin. And your guitar knows, try to put you back together again. Oh, when you're broken, when you're broken, when you're broke, oh, when you're broke.
John Craigie here in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
That was beautiful what you just Thank played. You. So you're here on tour, passing through, heading down to play a show in Pueblo, just played in Denver. You're often sort of billed as a modern-day troubadour, and it sort of speaks to your performance style, I think, and other things about you. But I want to just sort of ask you, does that resonate with you, that description, and what does it mean to you?
Yeah, I think that's a good description. I'm definitely modeling myself after that, though my influences were kind of that, not just in music, but in lifestyle. You know, when I was my early 20s, I was reading a lot of those books. I read Woody Guthrie's Bound for Glory. Mm-hmm. And that book is cool because it's not so much about his music, it's more about his travels and like his, like for a long time, he wasn't even playing music. He was just like being like a bum and, you know, and riding the rails and stuff. And so that was very, like, romantic to me. I grew up in the suburbs in Los Angeles, and it was pretty square, like, childhood-wise, and I didn't know nothing against my folks, but, like, they just had things to do, you know? So when I was a kid, they got National Geographic, I would cut out the pictures and put them on my walls, you know, like, I liked the idea of something other than Los Angeles. So I
had some wanderlust.
Yeah, so when I got this job, you know, that's part of it I loved, you know, I liked the shows, but I liked the idea of being paid to travel, and there's always that kind of new horizon, you know. I tell my friends that who are just starting, It's like you can have a good show or a bad show. The next day, it doesn't matter. The next day, it's like all about that night, you know. So you can have the best show of your life, which is awesome that night. Wake up in the morning, it's all about tonight's show. You can have the worst show, it doesn't matter. So, and it's cool. It's like every day is kind of like Christmas, you know. You don't know what's going to happen. You might get a lump of coal. You might get that Lego set you wanted. You know? Depends.
And you've been kind of traveling and performing for how long now?
Well, it's 7 years professionally. And then I had a few years before that where I was just out there kind of doing the Guthrie thing where I had shows, but it was more about the journey, doing like a lot of coffee shops, bars, like whatever I could get kind of stuff, a lot of background music, just something to make it like I had a purpose, you know?
Yeah.
But right around 2010 is when my first sort of like good album came out or decent album came out. And that's when things started becoming a little more professional. So,
and, you know, the Woody Guthrie comparison is interesting. And also I kind of, especially in watching some of your performances, Arlo Guthrie comes to mind as well. This sort of, you're a storyteller as much as you are a musician in certain respects. And how has that evolved for you? Is that something that's kind of always been a part of how you've wanted to approach writing music? Or is that something that's developed as you've kind of performed more and learned to engage with a crowd and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it was, when I was younger, I was not musically talented, but I was like the guy, the story guy, you know, like with the gang went out and something happened, then we saw one of the other guys from the gang who wasn't there. They would be like, Craigie, you tell the story. I was the good storyteller. But I grew up in the 90s when like all my musical, like, you know, influences were like Pearl Jam, Green Day, where I would go to these shows and they would never say a word. So for me, music was like a very serious thing, taken seriously. And so when I started, for the first couple of years, I started playing and doing shows at coffee shops or whatever. I wouldn't talk. I didn't know you could. But it's funny you bring up Arlo Guthrie. I saw him early on, like when I was about 19, I think, in Santa Cruz, when I was living there. And I had never seen a show like that. I was like, oh, you can, I didn't know you could do this. And so pretty quickly, I was able to incorporate that. And back then, I wasn't that, still not that good at music. And so people really liked the storytelling part because that was something that I was good at. So they were like, I like when you talk. The songs are okay. I used to joke and just say the songs are in between times when I'm just waiting until I talk again, like a break from the talking.
Let's talk about the new album,
yeah.
No Rain, No Rose. What were you going for with this album? And do you think it represents something new for you?
Yeah, definitely. I had moved to Portland coming off of a time of just being nomadic. You know, I had no specific address, which I was really liking. But I got pulled into the Portland scene, and I was making all these new friends, a lot of great musicians there, you know. And just that was adding to my songwriting, that sort of community aspect. And so when it was time to record it, I had moved into this house with my friend Nico, who plays with Shook Twins, and my friend Tyler, who plays with Fruition. And we had talked about someone should make an album here. And I think I was just the first one who had the songs or whatever. The title comes from this old Buddhist saying. He says, no mud, no lotus. And I remember I was talking to one of my housemates. I wanted to steal that, but make it more Portland. That's essentially, the songs represent the sort of collection of songs and a community that went through some sad times, some hard stuff, and then sort of like coming out of it together. I think that's kind of what I was trying to go for.
Well, it's beautiful. And I'd love to take it out with another song from the new album. John Craigie, thanks so much for coming in. It's really been a pleasure.
Thank you. This is John Craigie playing my song, I Am California, off my new album, No Rain, No Rose.
You try to drown your sorrow. You shouldn't have taught them how to swim. Now you are right back where you began. Winter skies approaching, all alone in the wasteland. Alone is the only way. way, but they ain't let you. So drink all my wine, cut all my trees, make love on my beach, yeah, smoke all my weed. I am California, can't you see? Wherever you roam, you always want me. And we struggle with our lovers. We don't know what to let it, 'cause the new ones pay for the old ones. Blinded by your shadows, faded on your love, you don't know how deep you are till you get pulled back up. So drink all my wine, cut all my trees, love on my beach, yeah, smoke on my weed. I am California, can't you see? Wherever you roam, you always want me. Soak in my springs, conquer my mountains if that's what you need. I am California, can't you see? Wherever you roam, you always want me. Yeah, you always want me. 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 Yeah, you always want me. Always want me. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh.
That was Jake Brunell speaking with John Craigie. Craigie's latest album is called No Rain, No Rose. You're listening to Air Check on 91.5 KRCC.